Can you talk about some of your current ongoing clinical research efforts?
Well, we've tried to focus a little bit more on toxicities now, and so we do have some trials looking at prophylactic use of Viagra to perhaps improve some of the impotency associated with hormone therapy or impotency associated with brachytherapy. So we have some trials that are either just started or will be starting soon looking at prophylactic Viagra use. We've had some preliminary outcome using neoadjuvant and adjuvant chemotherapy in our high-risk patients. But what I'm particularly excited about is that we're really kind of branching out into translational research, and we're beginning to establish a genetic repository for our patients by sampling their blood. And what we're looking at particularly, and we've done some work at, is the genetic susceptibility to radiation, because we believe that not all patients respond to radiation in the same way. So some patients may be more susceptible, more prone to side effects, and others may be more resistant. And then that's the first line that we've been looking at, but we also feel that there's something else that we would like to study, which is why certain patients respond so well to treatment and others are very resistant to some of the treatments that have been successful for us. And we think a lot of it lies in the genetic makeup of the patient. One of the things that we've looked at, and specifically at radiosensitivity, is genetic mutations for the ATM gene, ataxia telangiectasia mutation. So having the disease makes someone extremely susceptible to any UV radiation from light outside, from the sunlight. But we find the patients that may carry one or more of the mutations associated with the gene are prone to be susceptible to some of the side effects of radiation. This is something that we've found both in breast cancer patients, women with breast cancer, who are particularly susceptible to some of the radiation late side effects. And we've begun to see that in even some of the radiation side effects associated with brachytherapy, such as impotency and rectal bleeding. And so that's some of the things that we've published recently on, but we're now beginning to explore some of the other genes perhaps that are associated with radiation repair mechanisms.